Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and here Maseches Menachos, Daf Tezvav, the second parak, HaKometz is a mincha. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah in the previous daf taught that if one chala of the shtei lechem of Shavuos became tamei, or one seder of the lechem of Panim became tamei, Rav Yehuda says both are taken out to be burned because they're both invalid. The Chachamim say hatamei v'tumaso v'hatar ye'achel. The tamei one remains in its tumah state, but the tahor one may be eaten. Blazer says that the Malchokas is only where one became Tami before Zrika, but after Zrika, all agree the Tahor one remains valid. Rav Papa initially explains that the Tanaim argue whether the Tzitzis Maratza al-Chilos affects acceptance for parts of Tami offerings, which are eaten to validate the carbon. However, this explanation is disproven, and Rav Yochanan ultimately explains Limud Aruch Hu Befiv Shel Rav Yehuda. It's an established teaching, Rav Yehuda's mouth, Shein Carbon Sibur Chaluk, that a communal carbon is not divided. So if part of it is Tamei, the entire carbon is disqualified. The Chachamim disagree and say the Tahor part remains valid. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that Pigel intended about a carbon Toda makes even its Lechem Pigel, but Pigel intended about the Lechem would not make the Toda Pigel. Similarly, pigul of kvasim of Shavuos would make their lechem pigul, but pigul of the lechem would not make the kvasim pigul. The Gemara explains, lechem glal toda, the bread is subordinate to the toda, ve'ein toda glal the lechem, but the toda is not subordinate to the bread. Rabbi Elazar asks Rav, if someone shechted the toda, lechol kazais mimenu molach melamachar, to eat a combined kazais from it and its bread the next day, what is the halacha? The carbon certainly does not become pigel, since even intent for a full kazayis of lechem cannot make the carbon pigel. Rather, the question is whether the lechem becomes pigel. Does the intent about the toda combine with the intent about the bread to make the bread pigel or not? Rav answers that they do combine, and the lechem becomes pigel while the toda does not. In another version, the question was asked about shechting the Shavuos kvasim with intent to eat a combined kazayis from them and their bread the next day, and Rav answers they combine to make the bread pigel. And point number three, in the next Mishnah, Reb Meir says, "Hazevach mefagos and asachim mishakadshu bekli." A carbon renders the accompanying libations pigel after they've been sanctified in a vessel. Still, although pigel intent about the carbon makes even the nasachim pigel, intent about the nasachim will not make the carbon pigel. Reb Meir explains his opinion in Braisim, "Mifnei shadam hazevach matir lekarev," because the blood of the carbon permits them to be offered on the mizbeach. The Chachamim object. But a person may bring his karbonos today, and bring their requisite nesachim up to 10 days later, proving that they are an independent sacrifice and not part of the carbon. Rabbi Meir replies, I too only said that nesachim become pigel when they are brought together with the carbon, in which case they are part of the carbon. Rava says, Rabbi Meir holds, the nesachim become set as part of the carbon through its shechita, like the breads of a toda become part of the toda through its shechita. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that if one chal of the shtei lechem of Shavuos become tamei, or one seder of the lechem of Panim become tamei, Rav Yehuda says they both are taken out to be burned because they're both invalid. The Chachamim say, "Hatamei v'tumaso v'hatar ye'achel." The tamei one remains in its tumah state, but the tahor one may be eaten. Blazer says that the Malchokas is only where one became tamei before Zrika, but after Zrika, all agree the tahor one remains valid. Rav Papa initially explains that the Tanaim argue whether the tzitzis maratza al-chilos affects acceptance for parts of tamei offerings, which are eaten to validate the carbon. However, this explanation is disproven, and Rabbi Yochanan ultimately explains Limud Aruch Hu Befiv Shel Rabbi Yehuda. It's an established teaching, Rabbi Yehuda's mouth, Shein Carbon Sibur Chaluk, that a communal carbon is not divided. So if part of it is Tamei, the entire carbon is disqualified. The Chachamim disagree and say the Tahor part remains valid. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that pigel intent about a carbon toda makes even its lechem pigel, but pigel intent about the lechem would not make the toda pigel. Similarly, pigul of kvasim of Shavuos would make their lechem pigul, but pigul of the lechem would not make the kvasim pigul. The Gemara explains, lechem glal toda, the bread is subordinate to the toda, ve'ein toda glal the lechem, but the toda is not subordinate to the bread. Rabbi Elazar asks Rav, if someone shechted the toda, lechol kazayis mimenu molach melamachar, to eat a combined kazayis from it and its bread the next day, what is the halacha? The carbon certainly does not become pigel, since even intent for a full kazayis of lechem cannot make the carbon pigel. Rather, the question is whether the lechem becomes pigel. Does the intent about the toda combine with the intent about the bread to make the bread pigel or not? Rav answers that they do combine, and the lechem becomes pigel while the toda does not. In another version, the question was asked about shechting the Shavuos Kvasim with intent to combine kazais from them and their bread the next day. And Rav answers they combine to make the bread pigel. And point number three, in the next Mishnah, Reb Meir says, HaZevach mefagos anasachim meshekadsho b'kli. A carbon renders the accompanying libations pigel after they've been sanctified in a vessel. Still, although pigel intent about the carbon makes even the nasachim pigel, intent about the nasachim will not make the carbon pigel. Ramir explains his opinion in Brisim, if they should dama zevach matirin lekarev, because the blood of the carbon permits them to be offered on the mizbeach. The chachamim object, but a person may bring his karbonos today, unasachav ad yod yamim, and bring their requisite nasachim up to 10 days later, proving that they are an independent sacrifice and not part of the carbon. Rabbi Meir replies, I too only said that nasachim become pigel when they are brought together with the carbon, in which case they are part of the carbon. Rava says, Rabbi Meir holds, the nasachim become set as part of the carbon through its shechita, like the breads of a toda become part of the toda through its shechita. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tezvav, and our standard siman relates to Tu B'Shvat, which makes us think of fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make the siman more distinct. So here goes. The rabbi yelling at the kohen who put one of the shtei lechem into a tamei fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, confused the kohen doing zrika on the kivsei atzeres into thinking about eating a kazayis of combined basar and lechem served in a fruit bowl the next day, which would make the karban pigel, but not the nesachim. Once again, slow motion. The rabbi yelling at the kohen who put one of the shtei lechem into a tamei fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must be one daf. Tezvav. Tu B'Shvat. Fruit. Fruit bowl. The rabbi yelling at the kohen who put one of the shtei lechem into a tamei fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous daf taught that if one challah of the shtei lechem of Shavuos became tamei, or one seder of the lechem upon him became tamei, Rav Yehuda says both are taken out to be burned because they're both invalid. The Chachamim say, the tamei one remains in its tumah state, but the tahor one may be eaten. Rabbi Yochanan ultimately explains it's an established teaching, Rabbi Yehuda's mouth, she'en karbon tzibur chaluk, that a communal carbon is not divided. So if part of it is tamei, the entire carbon is disqualified. The Chachamim disagree and say that the tahor part remains valid. So the rabbi yelling at the kohen who put one of the shtei lechem into a tamei fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, confused the kohen doing zrika on the kivsei atzeres into thinking about eating a kazayis of combined basar and lechem served in a fruit bowl the next day, which would make the carbon pigel, but not the nesachim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if nesachim become pigel along with the carbon. So once again, the rabbi yelling at the kohen to put one the shtei lechem into a tamei fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, confused the kohen doing zrika on the kivsei atzeres into thinking about eating a kazayis of combined basar and lechem served in a fruit bowl the next day, which would make the carbon pigel, but not the nesachim. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazara. Daf Yud Aleph. So the siman Daf Yud Aleph is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. At the gold star kmitza course star, that must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. At the Gold Star Kmitza course, where one young kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kmitza properly, which reminds me, we learned how Kmitza is properly performed, and the Gemara relates about Kmitza, Zohi Avoda Kashish B'Mikdash, and this was a difficult Avoda performed in the Mikdash in addition to Malika and the Chafina of Yom Kippur. So, at the Gold Star Kmitza course, where one young kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kmitza properly, while another boy doing a strange Kmitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative Kmitza, which reminds us, Rapapa asks about several unusual forms of Kmitza, including with his fingertips by inserting them into the flower and closing them up to his palm, minat stadim from the sides, which is pushing the back of his hand into the flower until it poured into his palm from the sides, and mamata lamala, and from the bottom up, inserting his fingers into the flower with the back of his hand facing the flower until he lifted the flower into his hand. So at the Gold Star Kmitza course, where one young kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kmitza properly, while another boy doing a strange kmitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative kmitza, a third boy got a big Gold Star for maintaining a komitz of lavona from the time of kmitza until the haktara, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan says there are three opinions about how much lavona must remain until the komitz is burned. Rabbi Meir holds komitz b'tchilah v'komitz b'sof. There must be a komitz of lavona in the beginning during the kmitza and a full komitz at the end at the haktara. Yudah holds there must be a komitz in the beginning, ushnei kratim, merely two particles at the end. And Rabbi Shimon requires a komitz at the beginning and only kor echad, one particle at the end. Rabbi Yochanan explains each tana source. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The oldest of 12 Kohen brothers. 12 brothers? That must move on Daf Yud Beis. The oldest of 12 Kohen brothers, who helps his siblings remember that chutzlis mano with a mincha is chayv karis, whereas chutzlim komo is not, by writing the word karis on a big clock, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one performs kametz with the intent to eat shiraim or kazayitz of a shiraim, b'chutz, outside the azara, or to burn the kometz or kazayitz of it, or the lavona b'chutz, the mincha is possible, but doesn't obligate karis for eating it. If you intend to eat the shiraim or burn kometz or the lavona the next day, it's pigul and obligates karis. So the oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutzlis is mano with a mincha is chayv karis, whereas chutzlim komo is not, by writing the word karis on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kametz and the haktar, and asked if burning the kometz can affect pigul or remove me'ila, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if burning the kometz for shiraim shechasru can affect pigul or remove me'ila. So the oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutzlis mano with a mincha is chayv karis, whereas chutzlim komo is not, by writing the word karis on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kametzah and the haktar, and asked if burning the kometz can affect pigul or remove me'ila. Had his two youngest brothers dressed in achila and haktara costumes stand far away from each other to teach that achila of haktara aim at starving, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Lechol kachatzi zayis, lachter kachatzi zayis. If one intended to eat a half zayis of shiraim and to burn a half zayis of kometz the next day, kasha, the mincha is valid, she'en achil of a haktar mit starving, because intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a kazayis. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Siman Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah bachur. So here goes. When the Kohen bar mitzvah bachur, that must be more on Daf Yud Gimel. When the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kametzah with intent to burn the lavona the next day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokes about kametzah with intent to burn lavona l'machar the next day, and we get into the topic of ein matir mafagel as a matir. So, when the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kametzah with intent to burn the lavona the next day, and his friend the Zaru came along for the celebration, gathered up the lavona, making it puzzle, which reminds us, Rabbi Yannai said, we could lavona bazar puzzle. If the gathering of the lavona from the top of the flower is done by a non-Kohen, the mincha is invalid. Rabbi Yirmi explains the reason, Mishum halacha naguba. They connected this law to the law of bringing, which is one of the four essential avodas of a mincha, since gathering up the lavona brings it closer to the mizbeach. So, when the Kohen Bar Mitzvah Bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kametzah with intent to burn the lavona the next day, and his friend the Zaru came along for the celebration, gathered up the lavona, making it possible, the Bar Mitzvah boy's father got so distressed that he burned the bezichon of the lechem apani with intent to eat one of the piles of loaves the next day. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one burned the two bezikhan of the lechem upon him with the intent to eat echod min astarim, one of the two arrangements of loaves the next day, osu achalav, osu aseder shechishav alav, that loaf or that arrangement about which he intended is pigel and incurs karis, but the other is merely pasul and does not incur karis. The chamim say both are fully pigel. Daf Yadal. So the simon Daf Yadal is Yad hand, and we use a juggler for the simon. So here goes. At the mock pigle juggling show, that must be on Daf Yadal hand, juggler. At the mock pigle juggling show, the juggler juggling Chatos Pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodos done on the Adar Mizbeach and not those done in the Heichal, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses pigle for Davar Hanas Bechutz of a Chatos Pinimios. So at the mock pigle juggling show, the juggler juggling chatos pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodas done in the outer mizbeach and not on those done in the heichal. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two sedarim and the lechem apanim either separately or together, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi considers shteil lechem and the lechem apanim separate items for pigle, but they can be combined. So at the mock pigle juggling show, the juggler juggling chatos pinimios cups tried hard to concentrate only on avodas done in the Adar Mizbeach and not on those done in the Heichal. While another juggler told the crowd he could juggle the two sedarim of the lechem apanim either separately or together. And a third one juggled shechita knives and kabbalah jugs, showing that two avodas can be combined for pigle, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses combining pigle and tens during different avodas. All right, so now it's time to cook with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have a three-way machlokas regarding how much of the lavona must remain until the kometz is burned? That's on daf Yudalef. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn how kametzah is properly performed? That's on daf Yadav.
Good.
Number three. Which daf do we learn that wherever it mentions etzba or kahuna, it means none other than the right hand? That's on daf. Yud.
Good.
Number four. Which daf do we makol? Because if nechasim become pigul along with the carbon, that's on daf. Tezvav.
Good.
Number five. Which daf do we learn that the avodas of mincha performed with intent of chutzla zmano are chayiv kares, not chutzlim kamo? That's on daf. Yidbeis.
Good.
Number six. Which daf do you discuss combining intent about the toda and its lechem, or kvasim and its lechem, to make the lechem pigul? That's on daf. Tezvav.
Good.
Number seven. Which daf do we learn that likut lavona bazar, the gathering of the lavona from the top of the flower done by a zar, is possible? That's on daf. Yud gimel.
Good.
Number eight. Which daf do we makok? Because a pigul intent about one challah makes the other challah pigul? That's on daf. Yud gimel.
Good.
Number nine. Which daf do we have a makokas where one of the shtei lechem or lechem apanim became tame, and the question is whether the other half is burned? That's on daf. Tezvav. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn? The coin Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that Yad Yad teaches that the right hand is required for kamitza of a minchas chote. That's on daf. Yud. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.